The floating body. A body floating on an oily sea. The longest memory of his short childhood. It was not a ship's hull nor part of the forest, unloosed by the sea, but the solid matter into which God once blew his spirit. She was dressed in gray, like the squall. Crustaceans of 1,000 colors crowded her long hair, and she had the luminous skin of a woman who scrubbed with spices, but was not beautiful at all. The fishermen's faces grew saltier, like the fish they salted. Liquid poured from their eyes and settled on their cracked lips, recalling the taste of brine. Their minds clamored for the strength of Jesus' blood. A woman's body, that much they knew. The waves pulled her into a dance with no music. She didn't appear aged, had no identifying marks. One only heard, "My God," over and over again, "My God, my God." A woman's body floating, but never part of the sea. They searched for a resemblance, a name, a desire to die. The Admiral Sea gave way to storm. Fish file covered the sky. Old Marsau dried breams on the bamboo clothesline. Revolution exploded that year, 64. And my grandfather, by the light of a kerosene lamp, again asking his grandchildren about the floating body. It was a story we'd heard a million times, but still claimed not to know. And he would tell the same story he'd been telling us for ages, that leaves our minds drunk even still. A woman's body floating on an oily sea. The longest memory of my grandfather's short childhood.